Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharne Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarne Vandeham Shri Guru Shriyatav Parikamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavangscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutang Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitam Cha Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. One more garland?
Yes.
Okay, put it and let's get started. We don't have much time. Thank you. Hare
Thank
Krishna.
You're welcome.
Hare Krishna. So I trust you've all had a... Other books must be there. Don't have any other books?
Which ones?
Bring the other books. So I trust you've all had a very blissful celebration of Sri Krishna Janmashtami. This celebration is almost over. If you can listen kindly for a few minutes, it's quite late. Of course, for materialistic people, Saturday night, 11:30 at night is the prime point of their week, but for devotees of Krishna, we're usually resting at this time so we can rise early in the morning. The celebration is almost over, but actually, traditionally, the celebration goes on through the night and then continues throughout the next day. It's a two-day celebration. We also celebrate the next day as Srila Prabhupada's appearance day, Vyasa Puja. Yeah. So we'll be celebrating also tomorrow. And then it's back to daily life. And what do we do in our daily life? It's also a festival. In Krishna consciousness, every day is a festival. What is a festival? It's being happy with friends, singing, dancing, taking nice food. We do this every day. This festival is an invitation to everyone to take up the life of Krishna consciousness. Not just one day. Of course, Janmashtami is a very special festival. But every day should be blissful. Krishna is always blissful. Krishna is never unhappy. Krishna is Satchidananda Vigraha. It means he is the very form of eternity, bliss and knowledge. And we are also by nature, Satchidananda, eternal, full of bliss, and full of pure consciousness, knowledge of who we are in relationship to Krishna. But our situation in this material world is Asat, Achit, Nirananda. Asat means we are not in the eternal position, we get body after body after body. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam. This is our situation. Our situation is one of ignorance. We don't know who we are. And if we say, people say, yeah, well, I know who I am. My name is John Smith. I'm a resident of Manchester. I'm 31 years old. This is all ignorance. We think that we know who we are, but we don't, because we identify with the body. Please restrain the children from making noise, or take them outside. And we, as a child, we run around screaming, and as we get older, we scream in a little bit more sophisticated way, and we spend our whole life running around like a child with no knowledge of how we should be actually passing this life. And as a result, we are nirananda. We have no real happiness. We think that happiness is if we get some more money, or if the football team we imagine that we support wins a game. Childishness. Our whole life goes in childishness. We're born in ignorance, we live in ignorance, we die in ignorance. Krishna comes to this world. We're celebrating Janmashtami. Krishna comes to this world to give us the knowledge by which we can come out of this cycle of birth and death. He gives knowledge in Bhagavad Gita, and he enacts his charming pastimes. One of the names of Krishna, Krishna has many names. One name is Manoha. He attracts or steals our mind. Our mind is absorbed in everything which is of no value to us whatsoever. And Krishna, who is the actual person on whom our mind should be centered, Krishna comes and he enacts such charming pastimes that people who have a little devotion for him, that will be fostered and nourished. Krishna comes to invite us to the spiritual world where there is no birth, no death, no old age, no disease, no going to hospital, no paying taxes, no working hard just to get a little money so you can support the body for what you don't know. So Krishna comes very kindly. This is his kindness that he appears in this world. Some people say, well, God, he can't come to this. What is this? God coming to this world. If he comes to this world, that means he's like us. This is a total misunderstanding. To say that he cannot come means that we are trying to place some restriction on him. If he wants to come, he comes. If we say he's too great to come, this is a misunderstanding. There's a misunderstanding of his mercy. He comes by his own mercy. He doesn't need to come. When we're celebrating Janmashtami because Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's so kind that even though he doesn't need to come to this world, he's not forced to come to this world as we are forced. We did not choose the kind of body that we are born in. We didn't choose what situation we're in. We're limited by our karmic reactions. We have to take a certain kind of body under the laws of material nature. But Krishna, he is, as he describes in Bhagavad Gita, Ajopi Sanavyayatma Bhutanam Ishvaropi San Prakritim Svam Adhishtaya Sambhavami Atma Mayaya. Krishna says, I'm unborn. We're celebrating Krishna's birth. But he's unborn, which means he doesn't get born in the same way that we are born. And nor does he grow old or die. Krishna comes, he comes in this material nature, Atma Mayaya, by his own mercy, by his own desire, he comes. He's not obliged to come, but he comes out of his mercy to save us from the ignorance by which we get body after body after body and suffer life after life after life. Just you see, the child was screaming and playing and now crying. And that's our whole life. Sometimes we feel happy, sometimes we feel sad, we don't know what we're doing, we die again and again. Krishna comes to save us from this, principally by giving his instructions in Bhagavad Gita and by enacting his pastimes, by which he invites us to come to join him in the spiritual world. So today is a celebration of that. Krishna is definitely a very special and very important person. There's this tradition in this country that when someone has a birthday, they celebrate happy birthday to you. Every birthday is not a form of celebration. It means we're closer to death. Every day we're getting closer to death. Every moment we're getting closer to death. So they celebrate the birthday, and at some point there'll be the death day. And then the person who we're celebrating, how nice, happy birthday. They're dead, they're gone, they're forgotten. But Krishna's birthday is celebrated again and again and again because Krishna's coming to this world is not like that of an ordinary person, because he's not an ordinary person. He is a person, he is the most extraordinary in all respects. He is Bhagavan. Bhagavan means, as Srila Prabhupada summarized, the supreme personality of Godhead. We are not supreme. We are persons, but we are not supreme. We think that we are supreme. Our whole life is self-centered. We think of ourselves to be very important. If there may be some news, 100 people killed in a bomb blast somewhere, this is just daily news. But we are not so much, if we have a little pain in our finger, we feel that to be much more important than 100 people killed here or there. We're so self-centered. We conceive of what is important in terms of our own happiness and distress. If I'm happy, that's good. If I'm not happy, that's bad. So this self-centeredness, this binds us in this material world. But Krishna, he explains, who are we actually? Mamai vangsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatanaha. We are all parts and parcels of Krishna. We have a little pain in our finger and we become distressed. But Krishna informs us that this body is not us at all. This, I am not this body. You are not that body. The body is chemicals. But you and I, we are not chemicals. According to our atheistic scientific friends, we are just the body. When the body dies, it's all finished. They say life is a product of chemicals. But which chemical? Is life in the carbon or the hydrogen or the nitrogen or the oxygen? There's no life in chemicals. We are not the body. We are eternal spiritual living beings. The body is simply a cage in which we're trapped, which we identify with. But Krishna teaches us to identify ourselves, to understand who we are as His eternal servant. Krishna is Satchidananda. Krishna is eternal, full of bliss and knowledge, the supreme personality of Godhead. We're also persons. We're also eternal by nature. But we are not supreme. We are not Godhead. We are subordinate. Just this little, the little points we have to understand. It's not very difficult. It's not a very complex philosophy to understand. It's very easy to understand. Are we the body? No. We're eternal. It's the soul that gives life to the body. That's why when someone dies, we say they've gone away. It's not just in English, it's in every language in the world. When someone dies, they say gone away. Who has gone away? The same body is there. The actual person is not the body, the actual person is the soul. But because we identify with the body, we feel pleasure and pain in relationship to the body, but actually the pleasure in relationship to the body is very little and the pain is very much. And even more than the pain we feel directly through the body, there's the emotional pain. We become attached to a certain situation and therefore we feel distress when we have to leave it. We're forced by time to leave that body. We feel attached to our friends, to our relatives, but by the force of time, they have to go away, we have to go away. We feel attached to our house, to our car, to our reputation, our prestige, and everything is spoiled in the course of time, and therefore we suffer. But if we understand, I have no relationship with any of this. This body is not me. I'm an eternal servant of Krishna. Just we have to understand this point. As Bhaktivinoda Thakur put it very succinctly, Jeev Krishna das ebishas korle ta or dukhanai. If we simply understand that I am a jiva, I am an eternal living being, and I am the eternal servant of Krishna, if we just understand this, then no more suffering. All suffering finished forever. Of course, as long as we're in this world, We may be fully absorbed in Krishna, but still the body will grow old, still the body will grow diseased, still there's hunger, thirst, indigestion, all these things. But when one becomes absorbed in love of Krishna, then these disturbances don't disturb him. Of course, if the body is unfit and unhealthy, it becomes more difficult to execute Krishna consciousness. Therefore, this Krishna consciousness practice should be taken up immediately. Don't wait. Generally, people, they think, well, at the end of life, now I'll do my work, and at the end of life, I'll chant Hare Krishna, or I'll become serious. But the end of life is already here. Our life is just like, boom, psh, gone. Even if we live to be 70 or 80, we're very close to that. Even the children who are running around and playing, even if they live to be 70 or 80, it's not much time. It's another illusion that we think we have so much time. Apart from that, there's no guarantee we're going to live even 70 or 80 seconds. What to speak of living for 70 or 80 years? So, from the very beginning of life, we should take this practice of Krishna consciousness very seriously. People come, they hear about Krishna, they swing Krishna, they say Jai Shri Krishna, and then they go home and watch TV. What is this nonsense? You have the best knowledge, the best process for God realization, very happy, very easily executed. But people, they become attracted to that which is of no value whatsoever. In fact, not only not of any value, but it's positively harmful. So, we request all of you to consider, what are you doing with your life? We have a little independence. We can choose how to live our life. We can choose, actually you can choose, to dedicate your life to Krishna. Not everyone can do that because they don't have any information about Krishna. But you're also fortunate that you have the knowledge of Krishna, how you can spend your life in Krishna consciousness. You can chant the holy names of Krishna. It's not difficult. Actually, the children from the very beginning of life, they should be trained. Kaumara acharet pragyo dharman bhagavataniha durlabhang manushang janma tadapya dhruvam artadham. This is spoken by Prahlad Maharaj, who from the very beginning of life, he himself practiced this, and he said that from the very beginning of life, one should practice Krishna consciousness, Bhagavad Dharma, because this human life is very rarely attained, but it is very valuable, because it's only in human life that we can even think about this. The living beings in the forms of dogs and cats and trees and chimpanzees, they're also living beings, but in such forms, their consciousness is so covered that they cannot even begin to think about all these questions. Who am I? Who is God? What is my relationship with Him? It's only possible in the human form of life, but life is kshanik, just a moment, here and gone. So now is the opportunity to utilize this human form of life. And as I said, you're very fortunate. Most people have no interest in this whatsoever. Most people, they think, some Hare Krishna celebration, absolutely no interest whatsoever. So you are also fortunate that you have this feeling for Krishna, that you want to worship Krishna. So why not do it eternally? Instead of coming back again and again to this world and coming for Janmashtami celebrations, you can celebrate eternally every day in the spiritual world. One description of Krishna is given in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Nitya Mahotsav, which means that Krishna, He is an eternal festival, always a festival. In the spiritual world, there's always singing and dancing, living with Krishna, just to see Krishna. Krishna is so beautiful. To see Krishna, that in itself is completely satisfying to the soul. So this is the opportunity of Krishna consciousness, to take this daily, not just once a year, daily chanting the names of Krishna, associating with devotees of Krishna, understanding Krishna's message through Bhagavad Gita. This is the way to live happily in this world. I met one man in Reading, near to, in Berkshire. He told me, he's an Englishman, he said, I don't know anything about this, but somehow I came here. I used to have four houses. I lost it all. I realized that there's nothing in that. So even if we become very rich, we have so many things, but there's no satisfaction. Satisfaction is in Krishna. Try to understand this. This Janmashtami is celebration of Krishna's birthday. It can also be our own birthday. The real birth is the birth into that by which we will never get death. So this Krishna consciousness, if we take it up, then Krishna says about his own birth, although he's unborn, he appears to be born, he says, Janma karma chame divyame vangyo veti tatvataha tyaktva dehang punar janma naiti mameti sarjuna. Krishna says, if anyone understands that my apparent birth in this world and my activities, they're all spiritual. Krishna is not an ordinary person. If we simply understand this, then when inevitably we give up this body, we have to die. This body will die. But we don't get born again. We go to Krishna. So why does everyone, even upon hearing this, not take up Krishna consciousness very seriously? It's the illusion that we are comfortable and happy in this world. But please understand, we're in a very dangerous position. Dangerous position means we think we're happy, but we have to die and get born again and again and again. In Srimad Bhagavatam, an example is given. Someone is being chased by a mad elephant. You don't see mad elephants in Manchester. See plenty of mad people, but not mad elephants. He's chased by a mad elephant. He's running and running. And all of a sudden, he realizes he's run over the edge of a cliff. There's a huge drop. He's dropping, just dropping down, and there's the roots of a tree are sticking out from the edge of a cliff, and he catches that, and he holds on to that. So he's holding on to the, and just, he's looking down to see how far is the drop. It's a long drop. And below him is a tiger. So if he drops, he'll probably die. And if he doesn't die, the tiger will get him. And then he sees he's holding on to the root of the tree. And above him is a mad elephant. So even if he tries to go up, there's a mad elephant. If he goes down, he dies either from breaking his bones or from being eaten by a tiger. Then he notices the root of the tree onto which he's holding is being gnawed away by a rat. It gets more and more dangerous. Then he's like this with his tongue out. And all of a sudden, a drop of honey comes down, because in the tree there's a nest of bees. So the drop of honey comes on his tongue and he thinks, oh, this is so wonderful. This honey is so nice. What a fool. This is our situation. We're surrounded by danger, by death on all sides, and a little drop of insignificant sensual happiness, and we think, oh, this world is so nice. This is our situation. So Krishna kindly comes to teach us not to be attached to that which will simply cause us distress. That means to be attached to this body, to be attached to the illusion of material happiness. But to be attracted to Krishna. Krishna means all attractive. Everything about Krishna, his names are attractive, chanting his names is attractive, his devotees are attractive, his pastimes are attractive, his very form is attractive, his instructions are attractive, his food is attractive, best food, it's food offered to Krishna, best in all respects. So let us live happily in this life by chanting Hare Krishna, taking up this process of Krishna consciousness. And in this way, we'll all go to the spiritual world and celebrate every day, every night also. Krishna, he's enjoying himself so much, he doesn't even like to sleep at night. All day and all night, Krishna is simply being happy with his devotees. He comes to this world to invite us to give up this material world. Don't stay here anymore. Go back to home, back to Godhead, back to Krishna. Hare Krishna. I won't say much because it's almost time. Tomorrow is another celebration, the celebration of Srila Prabhupada's appearance in this world. For us, that's even more important than Krishna's appearance in this world, because we wouldn't know about Krishna if it wasn't for Srila Prabhupada. Or even those of you who are Indian, you might have known, but you wouldn't have known how important it is. So tomorrow we also have a celebration. We celebrate Srila Prabhupada's appearance in this world every day by acting according to his instructions, which bring us closer and closer to Krishna. Srila Prabhupada is that very great devotee of Krishna who introduced this Krishna consciousness in the Western world, which was impossible. No one even imagined it could be possible. It was not even within anyone's imagination that people in the Western world would chant Hare Krishna and dedicate their life to Krishna and give up all bad habits. Srila Prabhupada made that possible. That's only possible because Krishna Shakti Bina Nahe Tar Pravratan. Kali Juga Dharma Krishna Sankirtan. Krishna Shakti Bina Nahe Tar Pravratan. In this Kali Yuga, this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, the Yuga Dharma, or the recommended religious process, is chanting the names of Krishna. And one cannot establish that in this world unless one is favored with the special shakti, the special energy of Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada was a great devotee of Krishna. He's not an ordinary person like us who are born in this world under the force of our karmic reactions. Just as Krishna comes down from the spiritual world to pick us up and bring us back there, so Srila Prabhupada also, he's also an avatar. That doesn't mean that he's God, but he is imbued with the potency of Krishna. Shaktyavesh avatar. So tomorrow we shall celebrate the appearance in this world of Srila Prabhupada. And please also come. Actually, Krishna himself says, Madbhakta puja bhadika, that even more important than worshipping me is worshipping my devotee. So if we want to get Krishna's full mercy, we have to take his mercy through the great devotees, of whom in this age Srila Prabhupada is undoubtedly the greatest. All right, I'll finish there, as there's a few minutes left. I'd just like to tell you about my books.